and welcome to day one of ISE 2018. You're listening to the Trade Show Minute with Victoria Barella. I'm here with our guest Jordan Christoph with Visionary Solutions. Welcome.
Hi, Victoria. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
So everyone back at home, I'm happy you're joining in. And our sponsor is Absen LED. You can find them at absen.com. Thanks, guys, for making this happen. But we are here with Visionary Solutions. Tell us a little bit about you guys.
Visionary Solutions is a video over IP company founded in 1995. Mm-hmm. Had our first AV over IT products in the early 2000s, a long time ago. Currently doing a lot of stuff with professional audio integration into AV endpoints and other kinds of convergence products. Our Duet product is kind of the most interesting in this space, and it includes 4K video over IP with Dante, AES-67, native media stream ingest for QSC DSPs, as well as control integrations for Biamp and Symmetrix and PV Media Matrix.
Cool. So you guys do actually a lot. You handle a lot. As a company, you guys started in
1995.
And up till now, technology has drastically changed. How would you say that your company has changed as a whole?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of the stuff that we were working towards has finally hit the mainstream. You know, we were interested in convergence as far back as 1998 and began working on our first AV over IP products back then. One that really hit was in 2004 with our AVN 200, which kind of set a new price performance point in IPTV. Mm-hmm. But now we're doing a lot of stuff in what I would call the switch matrix arena of, you know, Crestron et al. And so, you know, we've been interested in IT convergence for a long time, and it's finally really happening. It took much longer than we thought.
And then we can find all the products online. So the website is visicam.com. Are you guys on the socials?
We are a little bit, but that's really, you know, I would say it's not our focus. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have the usual Twitter, YouTube kind of stuff.
Cool. At ISE, what are you guys focusing on?
Well, ISE for us is really about the ease of interop and controlling our products with other types of control systems. Mm-hmm. At Visionary, we don't want to be one of just 1,000 other companies with their own control system, but we want to use kind of control systems that have a big footprint. We have Crestron integration in that space, as well as the DSP companies I was mentioning. And it's very, very easy to write control scripts for our products. We use a ASCII text human readable key value API based on a web paradigm. Yeah. So you can actually look at a string you're sending to our product and tell whether or not you're controlling it properly.
Yep. What has been your biggest hurdle with your products? Or just in general?
Sure. The challenge for a small company in this space is always channel. So getting the mind share of customers to realize, hey, here's a really great solution, but it's not from a giant company.
Yeah.
So.
What was your experience in the past years? Is that easier now to let people know what you guys are about?
Well, we're doing a lot more partnerships with companies to allow, you know, their media channel to help us get our message out. And the integrations have done a lot for that. And so I think that, you know, realizing that we need to be in with other companies and doing things has really helped us.
Mm-hmm. And I guess as a millennial, I'm 2 years into the industry myself. I do programming for commercial lights, so Crestron mainly. Can you give me a little bit of advice maybe in the industry? It is a small industry, as we saw maybe like 10 minutes ago. There's a lot of friends coming in and out. Everyone knows each other. But any advice for a millennial coming into the industry?
Well, I think that ultimately this industry, you know, are we going to become one big Zoom room, or, you know, what's going to happen, right, with software-defined networking and software-defined AV, like the guys at Utelligy are doing. So I think the real trick for the whole industry is to remain relevant in an Amazon Alexa and, you know, Google Assistant kind of world. And the only way to do that is to provide value to your customer. I think that for me, professional means there's someone you can call who can solve your problem. Otherwise, it's consumer. So.
Yeah, it's really hard if you're a big company and you guys are small, and they don't give great customer service back, so that loses a lot of people, and just technical support, it's very valuable. And listening to also your the feedback from the customers is really valuable. So what else are you guys doing at the show? Anything new?
Well, so we have our AES-67 integration mm-hmm. that allows us to reach some other DSPs, and mostly, as I was saying, the control mm-hmm. paradigm. So it's really more about making the products easier to use, mm-hmm. and we're showing that at our booth here. So
great. And again, remind us one more time where we can find you on the interwebs.
It's www.vsicam.com.
Cool. You can find me on the Twitterland at _BarellaVictoria, because I guess there's another Barella Victoria out there. Don't confuse me with her. And we can find you on the social medias or just on the website?
Both.
Both? So great.
Or
great.
All.
Well, thank you for coming on to our show. We appreciate you coming.
Thanks, Victoria.